I'm April Cummings with your latest news. Police are looking into three break-ins in Northside reported just after 1:30 Wednesday morning. In the first case, a man in dark clothing is said to have entered a home through an unsecured balcony door leading to a bedroom. The occupant shouted at him and he ran off towards the beach. Officers then responded to two more reports at nearby homes where suspects were scared off, but in one case, cash and personal items were stolen. Police say in at least two of the cases, doors were left unlocked, and they're urging all residents to secure their doors and windows. If you have CCTV or information, call the Bodentown Police Station. The number is 947-2220. You can also share tips anonymously through the RCIPS tip line or via Cayman Crime Stoppers. On Wednesday, it was a warning from police about an online phishing scam involving Google Meet video calls. Today, it's the Water Authority telling you to be on alert. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The utility says unauthorized emails are being sent from a Water Authority email address, attempting to have recipients open a suspicious attachment titled Water Port Authority Agreement Revised.pdf. This is not a legitimate email from the authority, and if you get it, don't click on any links or open attachments and delete it immediately. The Water Authority's IT department is investigating the matter and, quote, taking appropriate measures to ensure the continued security of its IT systems and customers' information. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Since July 13th, children traveling without a parent or legal guardian have been carrying a new form to get through Cayman's borders. And in the first 4 days alone,
we have captured a total of 216 unaccompanied minors utilizing the form. We have received feedback from the airlines, from the traveling public. They have all been very engaged and welcoming the initiative because we are all, you know, in charge of child safeguarding, mm-hmm. whether it be from a public standpoint or our official standpoint.
CBC's Stephanie Wright tells Radio Cayman the information helps officers confirm travel arrangements and parental consent before deciding whether to grant entry. And while the form currently needs to be downloaded and filled out, Assistant Director CBC Passport Control Ezron Anderson says that could be changing in the future.
We're looking to later on this year have an entry requirement like most other jurisdictions where you complete your entry for the Cayman Islands prior to arrival, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and that form is looked to be included into that initiative.
You can find the form online at gov.ky/web/CBC. That is your latest local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings.